Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great time. I know it's not quite Christmas yet, not even December, but it's time to make plans for when the Christmas season is really here. How about heading south to Kenosha? Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha, and she's got some great ideas. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love Kenosha. It's on the water. It's easy to get to. And Friday, November 28th, your holiday season really kicks off. Lead us through what November 28th looks like.
That is right. That's when our merry and bright holiday event season starts, when downtown Kenosha transforms into a winter wonderland. There'll be twinkling lights on the streets. There'll be festive decorations. Local businesses put up creative holiday displays in their windows. And that's because it's when the City of Kenosha Christmas tree lighting ceremony takes place. Mm-hmm. And each year, a different local family actually donates a towering evergreen for this. And the program starts at 4:30 at Veterans Memorial Park, which is right next to the harbor. And there'll be performances, a visit from Santa. And new this year, it's going to be a spectacular drone light show that's going to happen.
Wow.
Sounds really cool. 5:30, it's by Northern Lights Drone Shows that's based in Caledonia. That's going to be animated holiday-themed displays up with drones in the sky set to music. So really cool. And then the tree will be lit. And then it's time for lighten up in downtown, goes throughout the evening. And that's when there'll be lots of activities and special offers at outdoor spaces and inside businesses throughout downtown. So it's a way to get people to come and start your holiday shopping and see what downtown has to offer. And an electric streetcar will be free all day.
Nice. That's fun. Santa's going to be there. There will be real reindeer. And you guys do this. There are opportunities to check out reindeer throughout the holiday season, aren't there?
That is right. Yes, there is a place on the north side of Kenosha County, just west of Interstate 94, called Paris Deer Park. And they bring the reindeer on the road for events like Lighten Up. But also, they are, they're right there at their farm. And now through December, on select days, you can meet their friendly reindeer during their reindeer barn tours. And you need to make a reservation in advance. And your admission fee includes a tour of the barn, a cup of animal feed, feeding opportunities with the reindeer, and also photo opportunities. And the owners do this because they want to share that feeling of awe when a deer eats right from your hand, they say.
That is so, so fun. And on your website, you have more information, right, if people would like to really get more detail?
Yeah, we have an awesome blog post, and it talks all about how they want to educate visitors about wildlife care and conservation. So, yeah, check that out.
Totally immersive. I love it. Meredith Jamisco is with us from Visit Kenosha. And one of our favorite annual events is Christmas at Kemper. This is always beautiful. Tell us about Kemper a little bit, and then tell us about the event.
Yes, this is beautiful. Kemper Center is the historic complex we have next to Lake Michigan. It's in the 3rd Avenue Historic District. It started as just a mansion in the 1860s, and it was an all-girls school, and now special events are held there, including weddings, and they go all out at Christmas time. They have an opening night gala on November 29th, and it's multiple parts to it. There's the Gallery of Trees that fills Anderson Arts Center. That's only for a limited time. It's November 30th to December 7th. They're closed December 1st. And it's limited because you can bid on those decorated trees, wreaths, and mantelpieces and then have them in your own home for the holiday season. So it's very cool. It's free to tour. And then the Durkee Mansion there at Kemper is also decorated. And that has the theme this year of a snowy winter fantasy. So they always switch up the decorations a little bit every year, and it's just really festive and beautiful, historic. They have extra events throughout the season, including a holiday concert and a pancake breakfast with Mrs. Claus. So they really get into the holiday spirit at Christmas at Kemper.
Do they do music there at all?
Oh, they have a free concert there, and they have concerts there. Actually, in the summertime is what Kemper's really known for, is their Music at Twilight concert series. So, arts, music, they got everything there.
You guys do great farmers markets. Do any of those run during the holidays?
They do. We have our two Saturday farmers markets. They're open year-round, and then they also each have a holiday market, December 6th and 7th. The Kenosha Public Market has its Merry and Bright Holiday Market at Kemper Center. That's where they are in the wintertime. And then Kenosha Harbor Market on December 13th has a special event at the Stella Hotel and Ballroom. So you can see holiday baked goods, ready-to-give gifts, handmade local items at these markets.
It is an amazing time to get ready for the holidays. Do it Kenosha style. What is the website, Meredith, if people want more information?
It's visitkenosha.com/holidays to get all the Merry and Bright holiday event info.
I love it. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director for Visit Kenosha. Meredith, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. That, by the way, museum campus is really, really cool. We didn't even really talk a lot about that, but check that out when you are in Kenosha. Up next, it's Old World Wisconsin in Eagle.